live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Thousands of shows available for subscribers up at WrestlingObserver.com. If you like this show, sign up today. I guarantee you'll love it. We got three shows coming up today. This replay will be available immediately for subscribers, commercial-free. We also have a Brian and Vinny show later tonight with the TLC wrap-up. We'll also be joined by Dave Meltzer coming up here later on tonight with a TLC wrap-up show, as well as all of the news from the weekend. After Dark Radio as well will be airing tonight on the Dark Matter Digital Network, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern. The replay will be available for subscribers. If you want to know what is going on with Art Bell quitting again, it appears, what is up with the Dark Matter Digital Network and Art Bell, I'll talk about it tonight, as well as the future of After Dark Radio. That is Dark Matter Digital Network, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern. There is a link on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Want to mention this from Gomez. He says, I saw the UFC 194 last night at the strip club here. The dancers were not happy. They had no stage shows, and they kept asking me, when are these fights going to be over so we can get back to business? Strippers not happy with UFC 194 is the report exclusively here at WrestlingObserver.com. We got a full TLC pre-show coming up today. We've already run over a couple of the matches. We got many, many more to talk about. We'll be taking your phone calls as well. The studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. All numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a minute with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, apparently during the break, WWE Network went down. I can't get it here. I know, Mike, you can't get it. I've been getting messages from others who cannot seem to access it either.
On any platform.
Yeah, I'm up at the WWE Network Twitter, and there is no mention of any problems whatsoever. In fact, they're still tweeting out all sorts of things.
Got to go to the YouTube, see if it's happening there.
Well, I'll have you check that out. And in the meantime, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. This is Paul in Barbersville. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, what's up, Paul?
Well, as you know, I called in last week very excited about the results of the Chikara Top Banana Show, which, if the WWE Network does not get back online, I'd like to inform you, is available on VOD now. And I have watched everything up until the Challenge of the Immortals finale, so I have not gotten to see the unfortunate bump that Max Smashmaster took. But this has been a very, very good show. And in particular, this one match that I just watched is pretty fascinating because I'm talking about the Fire Ant versus Soldier Ant match, which on paper, it shouldn't work. I think if you explained this match to, say, Les Thatcher, his head may explode. But people love this. Now, were you aware, Brian, that last year, Soldier Ant was abducted by the Flood and turned into an indestructible cyborg? Mm-hmm.
I am aware of this. Is this the same ant that blew up the school bus full of children in Zimbabwe?
No, that is Missile Assault Ant.
Oh, Missile. I'm sorry. I got my ants mixed up.
Yeah, yes, yes. He was a
ants are hard to tell apart.
That the Tudor conglomerate hired to be part of a more marketable version of the colony called Colony Extreme Force. But anyway, this match.
You know why that failed? The acronym's not good.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. The CEF. You can't. What are you going to do with that?
Yes, but anyway, this match went for 20 minutes. It ended in a no contest, and people were overjoyed. But because people cared about the colony. At the end of the match, the colony reunited. A soldier ant turned to Taneko after throwing off his brainwashing. And there were some reports on Twitter. There were actually some people in the building in tears over the fact that the colony had fully reunited.
That is true. I can confirm that. I want to thank you very much for the call. I wish I could talk more about this, but we're dealing with the issue of the network being destroyed, maybe by one of these ants, for all I know. But yes, I did hear that there were fans crying over the reunion of the ants. And as he noted, you can check it out, video on demand. Chikaratopia.com is also a great place to go. And
I'm crying right now. And it is working on YouTube, the WWE pre-show for TLC. Just go to YouTube and put in their WWE, and it'll come up. And you can watch this show that way if you're continuing to have problems any other way trying to watch the network. And he was the man's enthusiasm.
Before you go any further on this,
yes,
man, you can also, if you can get on a boat or a plane, if you can get to the UK, it appears to be working fine there as well. Just not here in the United States.
That's celebrating for Connor. Everything the world goes dark except for the UK and Ireland and Northern Ireland. But the enthusiasm over Chikara by a lot of people who've said that about that show. It has been a good couple of weeks here recently for fans of independent wrestling. I think Progress, I think, had some pretty good shows, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not a fan of CZW at all, although, but with that said, if you are a fan of that stuff, I guess they had their COD thing that they do every year, and AR Fox, who is a from Evolve and been around, apparently was doing some insane things. PWG over the weekend, ROH Final Battle coming up, Lucha Underground, the debut of the trailer for that. I cannot tell anybody at the next break, would please, I am begging you, go to YouTube if you have a chance to and watch the trailer for season two. That, the UFC, there's been, you know, the 3 days that they had, a lot of good stuff has been taking place. And as much as we bag on WWE and make fun of them, and they give us reasons to make fun of them and to be frustrated and throw your hands up at it, there's so much other stuff that's going on right now, too, that, you know, thankfully we can focus on that some as well.
This is amazing. I'm on Twitter right now. And I searched WWE Network. I'm looking at the live feed, and I mean, I mean, listen, I want the thing fixed as well, but I feel bad for them right now because I have dealt with this as well. Although, look at this. All of these people on Twitter are swearing and furious and threatening to cancel the WWE Network.
Heavens.
I think it's been down for maybe 10 minutes, but...
Does anyone remember the 14.4 kilobyte download a minute modem?
Can we give them, like, a few minutes to try and get it fixed before we decide to cancel the network? I mean, the show hasn't even started yet. Are you this mad that you can't see Corey Graves?
Pick up the phone and knock off your internet connection. It's like, hang up the phone, because if you did it really quick, then you'd be able to stay online. This and now... Yes, it's a they've gotten us spoiled.
It's not fixing like an hour. I still wouldn't cancel, but then it would sort of be like, okay, it's kind of been a little while now, but it's been like 10 minutes. Maybe a tube got split or something. I don't know.
And if you have a Roku or a Apple TV, you have the ability, and you, obviously if you're watching online or your phone or your mobile device, you have the ability to go to YouTube. I'm going to tweet out the YouTube link for TLC here, and done. So if you're having any issues, there you go. You can at least watch it that way.
Fury online right now because of
Tyson Fury online right now.
10 minutes. All right, let's go to the phones, the studio line. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Matt in St. Louis.
Yes, Matt. Is your internet down? Is your network down?
I cannot log on to the pay-per-view right now.
Oh, my God. Does this air in strip clubs? Are there any strippers we can call to find out what's going on? Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
Brian, last night you and Dave mentioned, or maybe this morning, Weidman having
both
a staph infection and cellulitis. What
yes.
are those things, and how did that affect them during the fight?
Well, a staph infection and cellulitis are very, very similar.
I didn't think I could hear of anything that sounded nastier than a staph infection, but cellulitis, for some reason, sounds kind of nasty.
Yes, it is. It is an infection that you can get. There are many different kinds. It affects you in many different ways, but I don't think he had the actual open infection going into the fight, but the issue was he'd had it within the last 2 weeks, and thus he could not train at his full capacity during the most important part of his training camp. And so he went into the fight, and he got very, very tired. That is how it affected him, but presumably he's okay. Otherwise, I don't think he would have been cleared to fight.
He didn't look very good coming to the ring, and I had an idea that he wasn't on top of his game, so he was definitely seemed affected, and his performance in the fight was pretty bad.
But he still won.
Well, I'm talking about Weidman. He just didn't look that good coming to the ring.
Oh,
the octagon.
Hold on. Rockhold was the one that had the cellulitis and the staph infection. Weidman just had, I don't know what he had. He had a bad night.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
okay.
Weidman didn't have anything. He didn't have any. I didn't hear of any injuries, any issues. He just went in there, and for whatever reason, he was smaller. He did claim that he was dropping some weight and he was going to walk around lighter so that he had an easier weight cut. But he came in lighter, he came in weaker, and he was not the same Weidman. And so he lost to a man with cellulitis and a staph infection.
And I think, it, you know, as much as it was not Weidman's night, and you could just tell when he got in there, you know, as really the first round went on, it was like it's just not going to be his night. But it also shows, you know, how good Rockhold is and where he's at right now. So, you know, God knows what we're going to see going forward with some of the things that came out of last night, because I don't know what exactly you're going to do with Romero. I would kind of hope for a
interview
rematch,
him,
to be honest.
It's the best usage of him. Ask him a bunch of complicated questions in a language that is not his first language. Let's head to a break, everybody. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, and I have gotten a couple of messages, actually one, from Ed, who says that the network is working for him. Mine is
Xbox,
not.
It seems to be back, at least for that.
It seems to be slowly returning. So, all of you that cancel your subscriptions, I guess you're welcome to go sign back up again, because I guess now it works. Well, there you go, the WWE Network. We're taking calls today, everybody, 425-488-0525, toll-free, 844-411-5411, and text messages to 425-780-7566. TLC, of course, is tonight, and I got a lot of text messages here about the network. Let me go through some of these. This is important, obviously. Isitdownrightnow.com, which is, in fact, a real website. I've used it many times, mostly for Frontier Cable.
Uh-huh.
It is reporting WWE is having issues, not sure why. Cannot watch here on the PC or the Apple TV. So there's another guy with issues there.
Isitdown.com could be...
Yeah, it's a great website, great actually.
Parody site for a lot of things, I bet. Good.
In guy. Kansas City... this person says it's working via Roku, and it is now working on his LG tablet. So it appears, everybody, that the network is slowly coming back up. I presume that wherever you are, it may take a little longer or a little less time. Still not working on the Apple TV, but maybe if I exit all the way out and then go back in, it'll work. I always just try to reset everything when something is going wrong, Mike. That's my usual fix. It always works on my wife's computer and iPhone, and she thinks that I'm a genius. And really, all I do is just restart the stupid thing when something went wrong. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air on the studio line. Please turn me down. What's up?
It's John from Arkansas. So the network's down, huh? It looks like the network itself became self-aware of how crappy this pay-per-view is and decided to close down.
You know, I don't think that's the problem. I think more likely.
I don't know if I'm actually going to even watch the show tonight, to be honest, just based on recent events of how focused they are.
You don't find focus when you watch Raw?
No, that should be self-evident by the product that they keep putting out.
Huh?
It's just uninspiring. I'm begging for Vince to at least get a clue at some point, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, let's be positive here, my friend. Let's look at the card, and I want you to tell me who is going to win the New Day versus Lucha Dragons and the Usos in a ladder match for the tag team titles.
If I'm going to guess, I'm going to put it on the Usos probably, because since they're coming back, that might be their plan.
Come on.
Because it makes no sense, and that sounds like what they do.
You know it's going to be the New Day. They're all over this television show.
Well, I guess the New Day, that would be what they've done here in the past, so we might as well run with it.
That's right. Is your network working, by the way?
I have not checked my network yet.
Oh.
I will be checking it just shortly.
All right, check it and then text me and let me know what's going on. I can alert the world that my network is now working. Thank God I didn't cancel. Wrongly considering it. They're, in fact, already bringing out Sasha Banks for this pre-show match. And it's only 30 after, so it's possible they may be given more than their scheduled 8 minutes. I guess we shall find out. But this is the pre-show match, everybody. Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch, which is interesting because one would think that Sasha Banks should win this match. However, Becky Lynch may very well be next in line for a title shot if Charlotte beats Paige tonight. So it'd be very weird to beat her on this show, and then she would be the number one contender. Not that they haven't done stupid stuff like this before, but I guess we'll know more in about 8 minutes.
As somebody with all Apple products all throughout of his house, he's very upset with WWE waiting until the last minute to take care of us iOS folk or our poor put down, you know, Apple people. It's very, very sad. But back in perfect time for Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks, which either way, I don't care who wins because I just hope it's going to be good. But I will say this. It's too bad that Sasha has been caught in this weird purgatory since being brought up to the main roster. There's not much more she could do in NXT, and you don't want to see her too involved in what's been taking place as part of the Divas Revolution because, well, it's been what it's been, and these matches have – you know, and the whole thing has just been bad from the start and has gone downhill, and she's in a tough spot. So Becky Lynch, if she gets the next, that actually makes more sense to me, you know, because to me, I don't want to see Sasha Banks go after that title without winning it. So I don't know how things could get screwed up here. Maybe you do a thing where Tamina, you know, misses her, you know, hitting Becky with something and hits Sasha. It's still not a good way, you know, you don't want to see Sasha lose. But if you do something like that, at least there's a craptastic way to get out of it. And it gives Becky the next match, because that makes, you know, a little bit more sense right now.
What else do we have here on this card tonight? Where's my update here? Charlotte and Paige, I mean, we've just been talking about that, but I am a huge fan of Paige. I don't really care what anyone says. I know that some, what? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I think that Paige is the most complete performer they have on the entire roster in terms of women. More so than Sasha. And you know what? I don't know why it bothers people, because I'm not saying one negative thing about Sasha Banks. I think that Sasha is awesome. However, is Sasha Banks a better talker and personality than Paige? Honestly, Mike. Honestly.
Yes. Yes.
In what way?
I prefer Paige more. Sorry, I just do.
I do too. Paige.
I mean.
That's what I thought, Mike. Freudian slip right there. You just wanted to argue.
No, you know. Seriously, I do. I haven't been. Look, this is like Summer Rae. Some people really, really like Summer Rae. I'm not saying she's the kiss of death or anything, although I make fun of her that way because of, you know, the things she's been involved with that have, you know, come up lame over and over again. But I'm not entertained by her at all. I'm not entertained. You know, Paige is good at what she does. I love seeing her wrestle. The act is a little bit grating. I understand what she's been involved with Charlotte. I said it on Monday night. If I never see these two again, it will be too soon, because the over the top commentary that I know some people like, it drives me nuts. And it's just, it's too much. I don't hate her. I'm not saying she's, you know, at the bottom of the barrel or anything like that, but I do prefer actually Sasha Banks more. Unfortunately, she's not in a good spot right now. But again, I don't hate her, but still, go ahead.
All right, what else do we have here? I'm very distracted because I've got 9 million tech issues going on with our own website right now. Hopefully nobody cancels. But talk to us about...
Distracted by this Sasha outfit.
Yes, talk to us about Del Rio versus Jack Swagger.
Apparently, when they showed in the pre-show here, and I didn't have the volume turned up, I thought everything was kind of dead and buried with Del Rio and Zeb Coulter. But when they showed the graphic, they still had Coulter in Del Rio's corner. And Jack Swagger cut a promo as well, too, that they showed. But again, I didn't have the sound up, so I couldn't hear it. But I thought that was all dead and buried. And if, you know, Coulter was going to be with anybody, it would be with Jack Swagger. I guess he didn't give Swagger an answer last week. He just drove off. But I thought, I would figure the interaction, if I was talked to by someone in the same way that Del Rio talked to me, if I had some pride, which Zeb Coulter used to, he wouldn't be still latching onto him. I'm sure that's probably part of the story tonight. But how can that be part of the story unless either Coulter is swerving Jack Swagger and stays with Alberto Del Rio, and then possibly runs for president of Mex-America, is somewhat of a Donald Trump style of thing, or he gets the swerve on Del Rio and Jack Swagger wins the U.S. title? Which one of those things you think is more likely?
I'll tell you one thing, Jack Swagger's not winning the U.S. title.
So can you see Zeb Coulter as the president of Mex-America, or the League of Nations ambassador?
I don't know what they're going to do. They may just be giving the guy some... I don't even know. I don't even understand why... Listen, the scooter that he's on, the Rascal, okay, that's not a storyline. Like, he had surgery, and now he needs that thing. I don't know if it's forever, for the time being, or what.
I do hope he does a Ron Wright thing with that.
The idea that they didn't even let the guy just, like, sit home and rest and recover. They had to bring him back to TV on a Rascal. To do what they did with him and Del Rio is, quite frankly, astonishing to me. I just don't get it. It was stupid from day one. It's been stupid the entire time. It watered down Del Rio. It didn't make any sense. It baffled literally everybody. and it was a waste of time, and they pulled the plug on it. So I love Zeb Colter. I love the guy. But he should not be with a heel Del Rio. It doesn't make any sense.
Welcome back, pal. You're going to hate making your money. I have no idea why they did that. It made no sense. You debut him in San Diego against John Cena. You knew he was going to get a pop. Why not try to have him be a good guy? And if it fails, then you have him be a bad guy again. I can't believe they had the idea for the League of Nations that far in advance. So I don't believe
it.
Of course, yeah.
But
so,
actually,
you know.
I shouldn't say that. They may have.
Really?
Yes. Because they had been talking about some sort of big angle on the Monday that the deal was put together that had been in the works for a while. So I don't know. I just know that this ain't working. It's a top heel group. It's preposterous. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gig for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16/72/1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The pre-show is on right now. Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch is the pre-show match. Don't forget, tonight, after the show ends, there will be the Stone Cold podcast with Shawn Michaels. Sounds like a lot of fun. Everyone thinks I have a bad memory. Wait till you watch Shawn Michaels tonight, I would guess.
I wonder if he's going to talk about hunting and stuff as much as Brock Lesnar did.
I'm sure they will. They got to talk about what they have in common, Mike.
They did it in a barn or something. Where did this take place? Is there a...
I think they went to Shawn Michaels' house.
They did the setup there, and man, good to be Shawn Michaels.
Hey, that's right. Trust me. When the WWE Network decides to interview me, they got to come to my house.
Well, he earned it.
I got the studio right here. Steve can sit right there. We do the show together, put it out on Sports Byline USA, and we do a co-promotion, myself and WWE. I'm sure I'm going to talk to them about that.
Ooh, don't bring up co-promotion right now. Somebody from Zuffa may be listening and would get very upset at the agita in the gut here, so be careful about that.
Oh, they just messed up the bank statement. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Turned it into a cross arm Iron Sheik hold, the camel clutch. I'm going to move on.
The colors in this match are just this is like Boyd Pierce's jacket back in the days of Mid-South. You know, if you had black and white right now, I would wonder what it would look like. I think there would still somehow be color.
Got so much news from this past weekend. Besides the TLC show, obviously, we had the UFC pay-per-view last night. We have talked about most of the key details, but as Mike did mention, there does appear, the rumor is that there is trouble in paradise with Conor McGregor, Dana White, Lorenzo Fertitta.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, Conor wants more money, which should come as a surprise to nobody, because if there's one thing Conor McGregor wants, it's more money. Always. That's not a rumor. That's a fact. Now, whether he's trying to renegotiate or hold up the company, as they used to say in pro wrestling, or what, I have no idea. I just know that there were a lot of rumors about it last night. And as Ed mentioned, there is a weird video. It's very grainy and hard to see. There may be a Sasquatch in the background as well of Lorenzo Fertitta when the knockout occurred, slamming down the championship belt. People have interpreted it many ways. I don't really know what happened. All I know, because I saw with my own eyes, is that when Dana White got in the octagon after Conor McGregor had knocked out Jose Aldo and won the title in 13 seconds, Dana White looked stone-faced, stoic. Now, the last time I saw Dana White look like this was when Ronda Rousey got beaten. Because Ronda Rousey was undefeated, she was the company's biggest draw, and as Dana White noted, a close personal friend of Dana White. She got knocked out. This was very difficult for him, for a lot of different reasons. However, with Ronda Rousey out of the picture for the foreseeable future, your number one draw by a landslide is Conor McGregor. And in fact, a couple of days ago, we were talking on the show, can you imagine if after such a great year for UFC... on back-to-back pay-per-views, Ronda Rousey lost, and then Conor McGregor lost. What a disaster that could be for UFC. So going into the fight, if I were Dana White, what I would want is for Conor McGregor to win. Because Conor McGregor is the money train right now. I would want him to win. He won as decisively as a man can win. A 13-second clean knockout of a man who had not been defeated. He was the only 145-pound champion in the history of the organization he had been champion so long. There have been no other champions except Jose Aldo prior to last night. Conor McGregor knocks him out, proves his point, proves he's the man, and Dana White looked like Ronda Rousey had just lost again. Made no sense. And that's what I texted people, and I heard back, there may be trouble here. There may be trouble. And then Dana White didn't show up at the press conference. He did go on FS1, but he did not show up at the press conference. And it was weird. So I guess we'll see what happens. But where there's smoke, Mike, sometimes there's fire.
Yes,
or as they also say, there's smoke to the fire, which makes no sense.
It's amazing how dominant that belt has been back. Goes back into the WEC days where Uriah Faber was one of the guys that helped make WEC a good and very viable television product that the UFC went in there and ended up taking over, and it went from Faber to Aldo to now to Conor McGregor, who looks to take it up to a different level. And he has done everything that they have asked from him. He has done The Ultimate Fighter. He has done media. He has met with Rapport. He has done everything and done everything, seemingly, at least on the surface, with great enthusiasm, with great gusto, and going 100 miles an hour. And he feels as though that he is a valuable commodity, I would assume, that is got the ability to you know, have the tail wag the dog, you know, the UFC being the dog running down the street, but you need to have stars. And Conor, you know, kind of being able to control the situation. They probably don't like that, but it's something that they need and something that is going to be logical. I don't know if this is all blown out of proportion or not, but if you're going to tell me that, you know, an athlete is going to have an issue with the promotion over what they're worth and wanting promotional things and pay-per-view cuts and lots more money and all those, you know, types of things, hey, I'm not going to be surprised at it at all. And you might as well strike while the iron is hot. Like you said, he has done everything for them, including coming up so huge last night, it's not even funny. So let's see how this can go between the group, because let's be honest now. I know Conor's on a hot streak right now, but if Conor were to walk out of that promotion tomorrow, walk into Bellator, which would
well,
be
he
next,
can't do that. So let's not.
But
worry.
I'm just saying, even if he did, Brian, think about this. We're talking about the average sports fan. Bellator, for, you know, as much as we'll talk about Kimbo and things like that, it's not on anybody's radar, and he's not big enough of a star right now worldwide.
Mike.
Brian, where long term,
why are we discussing Conor going to Bellator? It's impossible.
Because I'm just saying, even if they need each other, okay? If he were to walk away right now, so they're going to have to work together. It's not like he's going to be, you know, what could he possibly do, you know, except for make life hell for them? But he's still going to be there. But, you know, and they still need each other.
Okay, hold on. First off, if he wanted to, he could go home, but he can't go anywhere. I mean, he cannot leave the company and go to Bellator. He could make their life miserable by just going away belt.
I know, but hypothetically, I'm just saying, yeah, I mean, even as big of a star as he is, you know, at this second in time, he still needs the UFC. So it's not like he could retire or go away or anything like that. I mean, he's not that big of a star yet. So no matter how, you know, nasty that these guys might get after each other, eventually, you know, with all the bad feelings, if there's bad feelings or not, they're going to have to work with each other. But it's just interesting also that co-promotion has been brought up as a sticking point, as though, I mean, the UFC wasn't going to do this with Fedor at a time where, you know, that iron was hot with M1. Why would they do it with Conor McGregor? But we see it in boxing all the time where there's 10 million promoters that are attached to the show because then they get their cut of the thing and things like that. So it could be a very interesting time.
Well, listen, let's go back to this show here, because the match is over, and this show is already, I shouldn't have watched UFC last night. Sasha won because Becky had her in the move, and then Team Bat interfered, and then Sasha got her in her move, and Sasha won. Interference, the same finish we see in every single WWE show. If I was watching this last night, all I would think was, I don't care about seeing either of these women fight for the title. And for some reason, I think that probably next in line is going to be Becky Lynch, even though she lost here. I mean, that's the storyline they've been playing, that her and Charlotte are going to have a split. And if Charlotte retains, that seems likely. And if it ends up being Sasha Banks, who cares? Sasha couldn't even beat Becky Lynch without help from... This isn't even good heat. This is just the same booking we see in every single solitary WWE match we ever see. I just watched a show last night where the champion for a decade was beaten in 13 seconds. I mean, can we have a finish here on this show? I know we're not going to get a finish in the main event, at least like a clean finish. Sheamus is not decisively beating Roman Reigns, so you know you're not going to get it there. We didn't get a finish already in the opener. And as I look up and down the card here, I mean, yeah, I'm sure we're going to get some finishes in the Dudley's match. Who cares? Someone's going to pin Devon. What does it matter? Are we going to get a clean finish in Rusev versus Ryback? We might. It's Rusev. They are mad at him and his wife still. Del Rio, I'm sure, is going to beat Jack Swagger, but there may even be interference there because God knows we got to protect Jack Swagger. Charlotte and Paige, I'm almost certain you're going to have some sort of screw job finish. This, I predict, is going to be a very difficult show to watch after last night's pay-per-view, where men and women went into the cage and they beat each other to try to rise in the rankings, to try to set up fights that you would want to see next time. Not a bunch of goofy chicks running in. Not to mention, I only saw the replay, but she's in the disarmor. Her arm is getting broken, and she gets booted. And Sasha Banks, whose arm was being broken, just leaps right up and does her move. Doesn't even sell the arm. What is the point of any of this? I'm already mad, and we've only gotten through the pre-show.
You want to yell at the agents, or you want to yell at for that one?
I'm going to yell at everybody, Mike. I'm in a mood today.
Damn, look at you.
Thank God we don't have any callers on the line right now.
When did this happen, man? What took place during the break that made you all salty like this?
Everybody texting me at the same time with a problem while they know I'm on the air.
I love doing that to you. Did I hit you last night?
Actually, you did, but that's okay. That's okay. I got it all handled. I'm actually not mad at any of that.
I can't help it, too. I function overnight, for God's sakes, you know?
Let's see what else we've got here.
Where was Filthy Tom last night? By the way, Filthy Tom,
Filthy Tom
off.
Does not do shows that we start at 2:30 a.m.
He is pissed off. Did you see, man? Maybe he's not as he'll calm down a little bit, but apparently he's going to have to go back to getting frosted tips again, and maybe hooking up with Sage Northcutt's sister, who I believe also does mixed martial arts, and join the family somehow so he can make...
Well, I sure hope not, because he's got a Polish girlfriend and a child now.
But make some of that... Well, is he going to be able to make some of that Sage money without doing that? Because I saw he was not happy about that. And, you know, he's probably got a right to be. But the Sage Northcutt and Paige Van Zandt... thing with them being the faces of the company, hey, I don't blame them, and I can't blame them for getting that money or getting the attention that they get. But there's so many people that the UFC could do this for as well. I mean, I see Aljamain Sterling, who is such a, just, you know, and I don't know him that well, but seems to be such a great gimmick with the old 80s, the big dookie gold chain that he wears around his neck. And the fact that he's, you know, an exciting guy, he talks, he carries himself. I mean, Filthy Tom, there are so many guys on that roster who could be marketed, and they just don't do a good job with everybody, and that's unfortunate.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. 3 minutes, 18 seconds until the start of the WWE TLC pay-per-view coming up tonight. We will be recapping the show, myself and Vinny, when the show ends, exclusively for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Also, myself and Dave Meltzer later on tonight talking the show as well for subscribers. Don't forget After Dark Radio, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, Dark Matter Digital Network. There are links up on the right-hand side of WrestlingObserver.com. You can also go to ArtBell.com. For information on the show, that's 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern tonight. I have a new show, and we'll be talking about the future of the Dark Matter Digital Network as well as After Dark Radio. Make sure you check that out. And, of course, all of these shows available at WrestlingObserver.com. It is Ring of Honor week all this week on this program. We will be here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We also have a Monday morning replay, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, if you want to check that one out. And all of the schedules are up at sportsbyline.com. I am at Brian Alvarez. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. So head up there and follow us all on Twitter, and you'll always know when the show is airing, how to listen, special guests, all of that good stuff. I'll also be tweeting live during the pay-per-view tonight, which kicks off in about a minute here. And my look at this bunch of geeks, the League of Nations on my TV right now. I can't wait for tonight, everybody. Talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, at Byline. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.